The White Feathers Directive, Episode 6, Bottomless Well.
Futaba had been taken into one of the armored SEMA military vehicles and was looking around, fascinated at the inside of the truck.
Maybe Kenshin-kun was exposed to celestial radiation. He's Nanako's boyfriend, after all.
So, why did the subject leave the classroom?
Celestial radiation? Is Nanako-chan some sort of extraterrestrial?
Answer the question!
Major Ito placed his hand heavily on Futaba's shoulder and dug his fingers into her flesh.
Ow! All right! We'd only just gotten to class when Nanako had some sort of fit. Nakamura-kun wanted to take her to sickbay, but Omura-sensei said that he and Sato-sensei would do it.
Sato-sensei and Omura-sensei, right?
A technician typed quickly at his keyboard in order to get intel on the suspect.
I decided!
Caught by surprise, Ito held on to Futaba as the truck's interior turned around them in a sickening way.
Seems you're growing up decently, Anzai.
I'm glad you noticed.
The two teachers had carried Nanoka off the school grounds, escaping just in time from SEMA's soldiers. They were now in a quiet wooded area, northeast of the town shrine, hidden in a copse of trees. Nanoka was completely naked, and Sato was sitting on top of her, one hand firmly pressed on her chest between her breasts.
Oh, Kiyo-san, it's so good. I haven't felt like this in years.
Don't you think that's enough?
Omura-sensei was standing nearby, uneasily keeping an eye out for possible passers-by.
You're going to hurt her if you keep going like this.
You don't understand. It's never been like this. Not in all the years. All the pretty girls. My beautiful, innocent students. They were nothing compared to her. Nothing.
Then stop. You already hurt Nakamura. If you keep going like this with Kohinata, she won't be of any use to either of us in the future.
Oh, you have no idea. She's like a bottomless well. She has so much to give.
A faint, dark red glow limned Sato's hands as he continued using his demonic powers to suck life energy from Nanoka's heart. Omura shook his head.
Get off her. Something does not feel right.
A fully fledged and really angry angel was floating above the trucks in front of the school. A dark cloud of smoke rose from the other one which she had blown up.
What the fuck was that? Hey, Yukio, look at the smoke. Wow. Stop it, Yukio. Yes, I see it. That truck so blew up.
No, you don't see it.
Yukio pointed up ahead of them at the angel floating majestically in the air. Masayuki, for the first time in his life, dropped his camera.
Mm-hmm.
Sato-sensei, do you feel that?
Strong. Much stronger than this one.
Yes. The time for indulgence is over. I have the distinct impression that we will need our every resource soon.
We can feed her. Feed on her.
Perhaps.
Omura crouched on the ground and pulled Nanoka's limp body up into a sitting position. He placed his mouth over hers.
Nanoka. There you are, my child.
Makia phased through space and instantly appeared over the copse the two demons were hiding beneath with her daughter.
She's here, Akio!
Sato-sensei shifted into his natural demonic form, stocky and dark red, with rippling muscles beneath his skin. His eyes were a baleful yellow, with vertical irises like a cat's. He sprang lithely to one side, his clawed hands and rear talons allowing him to find purchase, monkey-like, in the upper boughs of a nearby tree.
Get ready!
Omura-sensei let Nanoka fall slackly back to the ground. He also assumed his natural form, tall and slender, with gleaming black skin and bat-like wings. He bared his sharp fangs at Makia, hissing, as he launched himself into the air, flexing his long, clawed fingers.
Demons, hell's bells. Had I not hidden inside a human body all those years, I would have noticed much sooner.
The angel imposingly stretched wide, and several silver cords emanated from her arms. With a swift movement of her right arm, the cords shot out to Sato, tying him to the branches.
I don't think so.
Omura had swiftly picked up Nanoka, clasping her naked body to his chest with both arms.
We just want the girl. This has nothing to do with you.
You idiot! That's Kohinata's mother!
Oh, so it is.
Mother! Nanoka!
What an obnoxious creature. So, you are the smart one here.
Not so easily.
As Omura fled upwards into the sky, Makia focused on Sato on the ground. Masayuki and Yukio stood on the roof of the school, gaping as the area close to the hill blew up. Yukio picked up the camera and took photos.
What the hell are you doing there?
Taking photos?
Of what? I don't see any girls in that direction.
Yukio held up the camera and looked at his friend questioningly. The demons and the angel were vaguely visible on the display, but the cloud of the explosion nicely filled the frame. Suddenly, warm sand rained down upon them.
You know, sometimes there are other interesting things.
I can't see your point.
Omura glanced down as the hillside erupted in a huge cloud of soil and dust.
Oh, it was
would take more than that to kill Sato. But it isn't likely that he'll be recovering anytime soon either.
Mother, please help me.
No doubt about that. Your mother would pursue me if I keep you hostage. And our convenient cover as teachers is blown as well.
It was just as Sato had said. Nanooka was like a limitless resource. No matter how hard Omura drew from her life force, there always seemed to be more, ebbing and flowing like a divine heartbeat.
This must suffice. Farewell, Koinata.
Huh?
Inside the smoking crater, Makiya had straddled the Sato demon. She was a far cry from looking like an angel at that moment. She stood on four thin legs, holding Sato down with three spindly arms, her fourth ready to punch him, while four wings spread angrily in the clearing dust.
What the hell is that?
It looks like a giant insect.
This thing is an angel?
Why? You are a teacher. You were supposed to protect her, not to abuse her.
What are we going to do now?
I have no idea. Fire!
Fire! Fire!
Fire!
Fire!
Seema, you are so annoying.
Cease fire! Cease fire at once!
Damn fools.
You shall never forget the wrath of heaven, demon. May the eternal divine beings have mercy and welcome your soul.
Major Ito reached the rim of the crater and gazed cautiously down, the special anti-angel Omicron rifle ready to fire.
What the heck is that?
If that thing would be green, I swear I've seen such a creature in an American comic some years ago.